2016 is the 100th anniversary of Acadia National Park and America's National Park System. In honor of this centennial, the University of Maine Sea Grant Program and WERU present Coastal Conversations in Acadia. Maine Sea Grant's mission is to support Maine's coastal communities through research, outreach, and education. In partnership with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the University of Maine, Maine Sea Grant brings marine science to Maine people. This is Chris Bartlett with Maine Sea Grant. Welcome to Coastal Conversations in Acadia. In today's program, we'll travel to Winter Harbor to learn about the 14th annual BioBlitz in Acadia National Park. This year, volunteers will find as many butterflies and moths that they can during a 24-hour period. The BioBlitz was in full swing on July 23rd when I sat down with Seth Benz, who is the BioBlitz coordinator and bird ecology director at Skudik Institute. Here's Seth to tell us more about it.
It's a special day here because it's our annual, along with Acadia National Park, the annual BioBlitz, and our focus is on Lepidoptera. So we're out, folks are out right now collecting butterflies, and well, as the lead taxonomist said, butterflies are nothing more than day flying moths, and so at night we'll be out canvassing this part of the park for moths. We have some 60 people signed up for today's BioBlitz. We're engaging them in the science. They're both learning the traditional collection techniques that are done by our partners for this event, the Maine Entomological Society and Maine State Forestry, with this iNaturalist, which is a citizen science tool or an app for photographing butterflies and moths and any taxa, really. And so we can understand and get a better documentation of the various critters that use Acadia National Park. This is the 14th year for such a BioBlitz. Through the years, we've done Hymenoptera, beetles, ants, spiders. We've cataloged more than 500 new insect species in the park. And it helps us to understand the changing dynamics of what might be happening with habitats, and by returning to the sort of similar places year to year, and then every so often repeating the same taxa exploration, we learn about the changes. And it helps managers here to understand what might be happening with specific habitats, certainly what's happening with biodiversity. And this is crucial information, especially in this time of rapid environmental change.
Thanks, Seth. I also spoke with Charlene Donahue, a forest entomologist with the Maine Forest Service, who is working with volunteers in the lab. Charlene showed me some of the moths that had already been collected during the BioBlitz.
There are some really cool ones here. One of my favorites is a primrose moth that has a bright pink on it, and it's trimmed with cream colors, and it's a really delicate-looking little moth. Somewhere here is a slug moth, and the reason it's called that is that the caterpillar looks like a slug with a lot of spines on it, and those spines often have poisons in them, so you don't really want to pick them up. We have one of those great big beautiful green luna moths that came in last night, and tiger moths that have stripes on them, and some of them have bright colors, bright underwings that are pink. Just very, very cool moths. And then we've got a lot of the little tiny micros, and they don't look like much when you just see them laying in the box, but if you look at them underneath the microscope, there's lots of silver and gold and black on them, and they have poofy pompadours and hairy tusks on them that are part of their mouth parts, and it's just amazing to look at them. So it's a lot of fun.
Thanks, Charlene. More information about this annual BioBlitz is available at Skudik Institute's website, skudikinstitute.org. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more Coastal Conversations in Acadia. Mondays at noon here on WERU, 89.9 FM in Blue Hill and 99.9 in Bangor. And brought to you by the University of Maine Sea Grant Program.